The Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studel Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, and I serve as Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got with me, right alongside Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so it's Thursday, and we're going to talk mums again.
Yes.
So yesterday what I learned is that when we water mums, we want to do our best to keep the water off the foliage and the flower. We want to get it right down there at the soil line.
Exactly, and that will help keep your blooms really attractive.
Yeah, and I think people need to realize that mums are perennial.
They are.
If you come by the Barron County Extension office, we've got mums out there that Kristen, actually you planted or supervised planting before you left and came here to Warren County. So they've been in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, they require a little bit of care, but it's nothing
too earth-shattering.
Right. If I can take care of it, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of the points I want to bring up this morning is it seems like we get a lot of folks that want, when they buy these mums, they want to overwinter them. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about specifically on Get the Scoop today. One of the things I do want to bring up, we didn't really get to it yesterday, but most of the time when you're buying mums, if you're buying through a nursery and a garden center, you're basically getting a garden mum. But, you know, say if you go to a grocery store, maybe even at the florist, there are some florist mums. So you just want to make sure whenever you're purchasing those that you are getting the right kind, especially if you want to overwinter those. And we did mention yesterday too, Chris, that you want to buy some mums that where their blooms aren't completely open. Mm-hmm. And that's especially true if you're wanting to go ahead and overwinter those mums, because whenever you're overwintering, you want to get them in the ground so that way you can get a root system established and you want all that energy to go into the roots rather into the blooms. So that's another point to bring up, especially with today's topic. So Chris, a couple of things I want to talk about, especially if you're overwintering, is number one, you want to choose the best location for your mums if you're wanting to overwinter them. So basically, you want to make sure that soil is well-drained, it's got plenty of organic matter into it, and then also, you want to make sure it gets plenty of sunlight. So that means at least 6 hours, 8 hours of sunlight's best. And it seems like there at the Barron County office, there was perfect mulch. And that's another component that's really, really important. You want to make sure that you've got some kind of mulch to help overwinter that. And it also kind of served as an organic material, so it was nice and loose and could get a good root system established. So you want to, my second point on overwintering or helping to overwinter your mums is to make sure that you get it in the ground early. So if you can go ahead and purchase it now and then go ahead and get that spot ready to go, get it planted. Chris, I always get a couple of questions about how's the best way to prepare your soil or, you know, your planting hole. So basically, whenever you're selecting that site with all the plenty of sunlight, well-drained soil, and organic material, make sure that you make the planting hole twice as wide and at the same depth it was growing in its original container to make sure that you can get a good root system established. And you want to do it fairly quickly with mums that don't have all their buds fully opened right now. And then whenever you get it planted, make sure you do go ahead and water it in really good. Again, it's very, very important to, when you water strictly just around the base of the plant. And so a lot of times people might be using water wands or something like that. It's good once you get it planted and in the soil just to kind of go around it a couple of times and make sure that it's targeted right at that root zone of the plant. And then that way it keeps everything fresh and looking good. Chrysanthemums or mums are very prone to getting root rot issues, so that's why we want to make sure that we try to water in the morning too as well, so that way that soil doesn't stay wet, especially during the nighttime. And it seems like the days are getting shorter and shorter all the time, so we want to make sure that you have that as well. And then the last thing, make sure that you do mulch heavily. You don't have to do it right away, but you do want to do it after probably a hard frost comes through. Generally, our first frost for here in Kentucky is around October 15th through the 22nd. Sometimes it could be later than then, but that's just kind of the general rule that we use for the first fall frost. And then really a hard frost is sometime in November. So anything about 2 to 4 inches and any kind of mulch to help insulate that, to help it from not being exposed, that root zone, to the conditions. So if you have any questions about caring or overwintering your mums, make sure to contact your local extension office.
All right, and you're coming back tomorrow. We're going to take all this mum knowledge and we're going to talk about creating a fall display, correct?
I'm so excited, yes.
I know you are. Folks, we want you to join us not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.